need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, dominance and submissives, spankers and spankies, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma, Buddha, the Wicked Witch of the West, the Great Flying Pig of the Sky. We may or may not be children of that pig. I'm not sure. I don't know. And just in case we are, I don't want to diss the pig. So I'm not. I'm just saying. Until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Yeah, sex is what brings us into the world. And sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while. And we give thanks for sex. We also give spanks for sex, even though this spanker that I'm using is really suited for a left-handed person. But it's very difficult. Okay. It is Spanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving weekend. We are thanking the Lord and the Lady for, oh, many things, many, many things, for life. And the essence of life is Eros. Sex, which is related to love. It is. Don't let them tell you that Eros, Agape, they're separate. They're related at the core, at least as different from Thanatos, death. And then there's spanking. Spanksgiving, baby. Yeah, that's what it is this weekend. Happy Spanksgiving to you. And many people like giving spankings and getting spankings, and we might just talk about that a bit, you know, tonight on our Spanksgiving, Thanksgiving, Hallelujah, Here We Are show in the soul of downtown LA at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy, where we are broadcasting live to your hard drive with our soft, wet wear. And I'm very happy to have a very interesting array of guests before me tonight. Some of whom might be Spanksgiving experts, others might be Thanksgiving experts. Anyway, let's find out what they are and who they are. First, right here, is Miss Leather, Miss International Leather.
Indeed.
Molina.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Welcome.
Lovely to be here.
Oh, I'm
what
so happy.
What a mesmerizing introduction.
Oh, well, thank you. Are you ready to give spanks or thanks or get spanks? Or
I am ready to provide whatever services are necessary.
Really?
Indeed.
Whatever services are necessary.
Within the law.
Well, good. We are law-abiding. Thank you for adding that. Amen and a women. You hear that, LAPD? Yeah. They know that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Within the law. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Services. Well, I might think of some services. But first, I want to introduce Serene. Welcome.
Thank
you are
you.
Also a Miss Leather,
yes,
of a different variety.
Southern California.
Southern California, which is where we are.
Hometown. Hometown.
Mm. Yeah. SoCali Leather. Mm.
A pleasure to be here as well.
And you are wearing a nice leather vest.
Mm.
Is that a leather corset,
yes,
also?
Yes, it is.
Wow. So you're,
yes,
all decked out in leather.
I got it all, baby.
Do you have a leather fetish?
I do.
Really?
We could talk.
Yeah. How about spanking? You like giving, getting?
I'm a giver.
You're a giver.
I'm a giver.
Mm. You
ever been
spanked?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes.
Of course. When it's done right, I enjoy it often.
Often?
When it's done right.
Well, yes, of course. Of course. Yes, I can
when
tell.
It's done right.
You need to have everything done right.
Oh, yes.
I mean, how tall are you?
5'10".
Really? But you seem taller.
Yeah.
You really
little
can
help.
Yourself.
Little help. Little help.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But also just that Miss Southern California leather carriage.
You know, title has its encasings.
Mm.
It has a collar and it has a case. This case looks pretty.
Which, very nice,
you know,
case.
You want to look good in the case.
Yeah.
But it's been a great experience.
All right. Well, before we get into the experience, I just want to introduce my other guests that are here. Now I have to reach down because you are a new guest. That you're not even on the piece of paper. You're so new. name? Nobody wrote.
My name is Helene.
Helene, right? Helene is a member of our audience who was snatched up by
the
guest coordinating.
No, I snatched
producer.
Her up.
You. Yeah. The prince snatched you up. The prince, it's just like a fairy tale.
Yes. Ooh.
You've been snatched from the bar.
I've been snatched.
And placed right here.
If we keep using the word snatch, we're going to get really turned on.
Yeah.
It's good, baby.
Absolutely.
I may need to borrow a few toys.
Yeah. Yeah, I got snatch toys here.
I
have a snatch puppet.
I
have a vulva puppet. Yes, it's a snatch puppet. Right, but before we go too far into pussy.
Yes. But we love have, pussy.
You can never get
do,
too far.
We do, and
pussy.
I'm going to, but I should introduce our male guest, who happens not to have a pussy. So, I have not
checked.
Really checked,
yeah.
No. But his name is Imtiaz.
Hello, Susan.
Welcome back, Imtiaz. Welcome back to civilization.
Thank you. I needed to get back to civilization after last week.
Yes, you've been just trouncing around the world, and you've last been in Bangladesh.
Yes, I was in Dhaka last week. I flew in from Auckland, New Zealand, to Bangladesh, and fell quite ill, actually, Well, not a very pleasant experience.
Well, I know, and it's no wonder you fell ill. I mean, when I've been in that part of the world, I always fall ill. I mean, you know, it's a different place with different food and different atmosphere, and just, you know, you got to be careful, and even then, you can easily get sick, and I'm glad to see you look pretty healthy.
Well, I feel wonderful. I feel like I'm back to normal, and yesterday when I landed in Los Angeles, my swelling came down, whatever the problem I had. And I feel different suddenly. I think America has a whole different feeling for me when I get back to the States. It's a unique place in the world.
What's the feeling of America?
I think it's freedom. I think it's freedom. I think it's also a question of... I think it's a unique country in one other respect, in that it's a country I feel personally very comfortable. I don't feel comfortable in most parts of the world.
But you go all over the world.
Yes, but...
You must like feeling uncomfortable.
We can talk.
Guess, yeah. But you were in New Zealand with Miss New Zealand.
Yes.
Why? What's Miss that New about? Zealand.
Miss New Zealand that. Is Rhea Van Dyke, who is a good friend. Her mother is a very good friend of mine. And I've known Rhea since she was 16 years old. And Rhea has matured into a very beautiful young woman. In fact, she'll be here in Los Angeles sometime next month. So I'll make sure that she comes and becomes a guest here.
Oh, wow. That'd be
excellent.
Great.
All right.
And Rhea's a very accomplished...
Tell her to wear her sash, says Miss New Zealand. You know, we want a little visual.
And Rhea also is a very accomplished young lady. She's got a bachelor's from University of Auckland in psychology. She's not a, you know, she's a literate person. And a very fine young lady. You know, I'm very fond of that family.
Yes. Well, you know, they make sure that they're... those pageant queens have a little education, you know. That's important. We're not just bouncing around in bathing suits.
So besides America, what's your favorite country?
I'd like New Zealand. You know, ironically, and this may sound like off the wall, but I love Pakistan, believe it or not. Pakistan is a very unique country, and this time I got a chance to travel not just in Karachi, but all over Pakistan.
Are you sure you're not secretly working for the Pakistani Cultural Administration? Like, are you like a cultural, you know, plant
no.
of some sort?
No, but yeah. I'll tell you that when you leave and enter the Himalayas, which is from Islamabad,
yeah,
and you enter places like Murray and Nathia Gali, etc., it's a whole different feeling because, first of all, in North America, you know, 8,000-10,000 feet is quite high. There's 18,000 feet. I mean, it's a big difference. 18,000 feet, you know, you've got, you know, oxygen is somewhat, you know, it's much
yeah.
thinner. And also, it's, besides that, what makes it unique is it's totally unspoiled, meaning that unlike Europe and North America, and even up in parts of, you know, in New Zealand or Australia, which are more, you know, which are spoiled, Pakistan is totally unspoiled. Makes it.
How about the women? Are they unspoiled too?
Oh, unbelievably beautiful. I'll tell you why. Tell you why. Because Alexander the Great, who invaded that part of the world, a lot of people came in afterwards. So a lot of the women in that part of the world are a mixture. They're not, they're kind of, you know, European, local. So that mixture makes them extremely beautiful. And not only beautiful, but they've got a certain innocence about them that's lacking perhaps in other parts of the world that I've seen.
You know, something interesting.
Certainly lacking here at the speakeasy.
One of the things that I have to say, because I have my issues with America, but one of the interesting things about Pakistan, Afghanistan, they are the last free tribes of the world, and these wars are about bringing them to their knees under central government control.
No, you're right.
Yeah, and nowhere else in the world are there free tribes, not in America, not anywhere anymore. And these people are saying, we want to live the way we live, and they have the power of America, they have the power of the Allies, they have the power of the Russians, of the British who fought the first...
But do they have Osama?
Well, Osama is in China somewhere,
right
now.
Right, that's what I say.
But these are the last free tribes of the world.
No, you're right.
And, you know, I my heart goes out to these tribes, and, you know... I sympathize with them.
You know, yeah. I want to make a... It's not a political point, because I'm not here on a political... you know, on a not a political show, but I think...
I beg your pardon. What about Prince Max's diatribe he just did? That's
I know,
pretty
but this is...
That's pretty incendiary, actually, Max.
But
talking about spies.
Let me hear this.
What I'd like to say is that I think one of the... This is my opinion, you know? It's an opinion.
Yeah.
I think one of the problems now in America is the U.S. military rules this country. I don't think it's ruled by Obama or by Bush. And I think the military has been in constant war for a long time now. Okay?
Yes.
Mm, yes, of course, we're always saying
media.
That. The military industrial
and
it's all
about the media.
And furthermore, whether it's Afghanistan or Iraq, the next country could be Yemen. Could be Somalia, could be Iran.
It can't be, it will be.
Okay, so...
I said this in Paris, France, when 9/11 came along.
So my point is that it's unfortunate that we, living in the 21st century, supposedly civilized nation, and yet we are fighting wars on a constant basis. For what purpose? There's nothing ethical about it. It's totally...
it's to set off bombs before their expiration date.
And also,
that's one reason.
That's the purpose. That is. That's the purpose. That was the purpose of the first Gulf War, and that's the purpose of a lot of them.
I was just reading about George Bush's book, and one of the things that he wanted to do was to show the world, okay, because economically we're in a downward trend. And the only thing we have left when the creditors come
is the guns.
Is the guns and the military. And he said the best way to show American power is to use our military. He says that in the book.
One of the really good things I have to say as someone who travels quite a bit for part of my job as a title holder.
A title holder,
yes.
Right.
I travel around
as Miss International Leather.
And I will say that despite the fact that we do have the military running all over, I see them all the time in airports. I'm going to get kind of shallow here. They are hot as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we love
the
men in uniform.
We got all
and the women in uniform.
I spent a couple of hours on a layover in Chicago, and there were a bunch of Marines.
Oh, we love the Marines.
Oh,
except
my
we'd
God.
Rather mm. that they not be, you know, fighting wars. We'd
no, no,
rather
no.
that they just
it's
be
true.
Here at the speakeasy spanking
I don't mind
us,
that they
you know?
Are just in the airport looking really sexy.
Yeah.
That's my feeling on right. the military industrial complex.
Well,
right.
we actually have them here. It's like Abu Ghraib, but a friendly one. Where they come
yes.
and they spank and they hang you, they tie
yes,
you up.
Yes, we have quite a few Marines and former Marines, active yes. duty Marines, like Lord Artemis Fowl. Hello,
right.
Lord Artemis. And Box Cutter, a lady Marine, who they're active duty, but, you know, they're here and they have to listen to all of our anti-war diatribes and then go back into
most
the
people
Marines.
Who fight wars are pretty much not excited about having
no.
to do so.
No, they're not. They're
so
really not.
They're very dedicated, obviously, in a way that's rather
well,
remarkable.
Well, it's a job.
And they do a job I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm very
you know,
grateful.
Amtiaz, so we're back what you said. Dwight D. Eisenhower in his final farewell as
beware
a president.
Beware the military
says
industrial
that's the greatest
complex.
Danger this country faces. Is the military-industrial complex. It's not an outside enemy. It's an enemy within.
Well, I also think that, you know, the Americans today, as America is today, there's not a whole lot of difference between Nazi Germany and America today, honestly. I mean, I'm not trying to be...
Oh,
look,
wow.
I agree with you. I'm not trying to be... This is not a political show. I'm not trying to be
It's getting really political.
I'm actually,
I'll be quite frank, I'm very uncomfortable about sitting around having people comparing America to Nazi Germany because it's like that... What is that on the internet, Rule 52? I believe it is. Like, by the time you've invoked Nazis, the conversation's pretty much over.
I think sometimes you can invoke it, but I don't know if now's the time, MTIs.
Okay.
I'm just starting the show, okay? So just, you know, sit in your gas chamber and shut up. All right. Now,
unless you have
can we
someone,
have the SS come in here, please, with the jackboots? Okay?
If you have someone with jackboots in a really hot SS uniform,
yeah, that's
I'll
a whole
be
different scene. We're playing.
I'm down.
Playing.
I'm down.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
There's no way to bring up that topic.
We didn't even have any
awkward. Let's liberate that topic.
Let me change the controversial topic.
Remember what you said earlier.
Did we say something against America?
What he said earlier was that when you came to America, what did you think of? Freedom. It just goes to show that the human being, whether it's you or me, whether it's an American or an Iraqi or a Pakistani or an African, is full of contradictions. We are all wonderful and evil. We are all everything, you know. I think you're right that the military-industrial complex has a certain stranglehold on the economy of America. But let's not use the Nazi comparison before midnight. All right.
Thank you.
So, my dear.
Yes, ma'am.
Molina, tell me about yourself. I liked your website.
Well, I was born a poor black child.
There you go. See, that explains
it. No, really. I'm actually from New York. I was born in New York City, in New York Hospital, so I'm a double New Yorker rising. That's my sign. I left New York to move to L.A. I actually lived here in Los Angeles for 5 years. And I like to say that I brought on the era of the five possibly worst contiguous years in Los Angeles history. Huh. I was here during Northridge, during the Rodney King riots, during the O.J. Simpson situation, during the, you know, serious rains and the Malibu mudslide, and then like the third worst fires. And my friends are like, did you bring this with you? Are you some sort of plague child. Mm. I live in San Francisco now, which is pretty cool. But I'm barely there because I travel so much for...
So you are Miss International Leather. What does that mean?
Well, there is, as many people are unaware, an entire system within the BDSM leather community of people who are title holders. And basically what our job is to step forward and say we want to represent our community. Mm. We want to display pride in what we do and who we are.
So you're a kind of a...
Ambassador
in the BDSM community.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
For leather women. Gotcha.
For leather women specifically. Mm-hmm.
Leather women.
Mm-hmm. Because there's plenty for leather men.
Women who wear leather.
No, meaning women who are in the BDSM community and understand leather is not what they wear, but what's in their heart.
What's in their heart. Or their
So it is a lifestyle.
Or in their hands, yes.
Right. But I mean, it's a lifestyle. It's not just the leather itself, although that is nice.
It's
right.
It's a lovely start, and it represents certainly a lot of the qualities, the endurance, the toughness, the beauty, mm-hmm. all of that.
Huh. And there's like a pageant or something?
That's it.
Uh-huh.
And where is this held?
The international, there are different pageants. Right. Mrs. Serene's pageant was held here in Southern California, and they're regional pageants. So I first was Miss San Francisco Leather.
Oh.
So I ran for Miss San Francisco Leather, won that
and what
title.
What did you have to do to
There are different
win?
Aspects of it, in the same way that you have the sort of swimsuit competition and you have the talent competition. We have a similar thing for our leather titles. Mm-hmm. So I had to give a little speech on my mm-hmm. position in the leather community. Right. I had to give my hot wear. I had to come out looking hot in leather. Mm-hmm. Then we get a little pop question to see how we think on our feet. And then we have to do a little performance act, a little performance
what
piece.
What did you perform?
It's called a little fantasy.
Please ask her about that.
Oh, that's not at all problematic.
Please
so
ask her about that.
Normally these fantasies are, here I am being hot and sexy, spanking someone and whipping someone. And I wanted to do something that was actually very personal to my experience as a leather woman. Specifically a leather woman of color as a black female person. So for my
black
fantasy, I came out pretty much in a whole Aunt Jemima outfit, like with a head rag and a little like neck scarf and a big poofy skirt chained to the floor.
Wow.
And the audience, you can imagine, sort of was sitting there like, oh, what could possibly happen now?
And then the music started.
And then the music started. And the music that I used was Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is pretty much the Negro national
anthem
of black folks. And the people who were familiar with the history of the song, then they start freaking out. They're like, what is going on? And so what the act was that I was struggling against the chains and eventually freed myself from them, whipped off the top and underneath I'm wearing this like leopard print push-up bra, whipped off the mammy skirt, and underneath I had like a latex skirt.
Very
you know,
hot
so it became
little latex skirt.
So it's like, I am...
So this was, you know,
leather
sort of
woman
emerging from
roar.
This history mm-hmm. that I have. Mm-hmm. And the last act of the scene was to take the chains back and put them on as a statement of, this is who I am as a submissive, as a woman, coming from this history,
so
I
you're
now
a
embrace
submissive.
It. Indeed.
And so do you have a mistress or a master?
I currently am in negotiations with a dominant, yes.
Mm-hmm. A dominant of which gender?
Oh, he is a male.
He is a male, okay. I think I saw a tweet about that.
Oh
is, it, is it somebody called like Dominant Guy?
That is his online handle. I started calling him that because...
But there's no picture of him.
There is not. It's all sort of... We're in the very beginning negotiation-y stages. Mm-hmm. So, and initially it was very private because he's sort of a private person. I'm obviously not.
Right.
And so I couldn't figure out a way to identify him. So I started calling him the Dominant Guy. And then to amuse himself, he actually signed up on Twitter. With that handle.
And so, how does he dominate you?
Oh, that's an interesting question. One of the issues that I have, well, as a submissive...
Well, we can talk about that. I'm sorry, MTIs. I'm sorry, but you brought the Nazis up, and I have to keep making jokes about it, because it's funny. So, okay.
Because the uniforms are really hot.
That's all right. I'm waiting, too.
I have my pink SS boots on.
Does SS stand for super sexy?
Anything you want, baby.
There you go.
Yeah. As long as I get to kick the door in.
Nice.
There you go. Ooh. Mm.
Yeah. So, anyways, we don't like Nazis. Okay, let's make that clear now.
We do not endorse their policies.
Right. We do not endorse Nazis.
No, but wait. Now you're... No.
Oh, hold on, it's not up to midnight
yet.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hold it. Don't let them get wound
hold
up.
Hold it.
He's wound up tonight.
I don't endorse the killing of hundreds of thousands of people, over 3,000 people.
No, I
that's
don't
like the Nazis. I say
sorry. Well, it's like
3,000 people. Yeah, you kill a half a million. That's wrong.
It sorry. Is wrong. You're right.
May I make I a can't statement argue on that?
It. Yes, you may make one statement.
One statement. This is
only if I agree with it.
Yeah.
How can you rationalize?
That's a question.
Anywhere in the world, where a small group, who attack a particular piece of property in New York, they have no affiliation with Islam, none. They're just a group.
That's correct.
Okay, and because they were successful, the war against terror, and there's killing in mass amounts in an area where people are basically are just existing. I find that logic totally incomprehensible.
I agree.
We stop there. We'll
I
go
totally
back.
Agree.
Yeah, that's right.
I totally
we agree.
Totally agree.
We actually agree. You know.
Totally.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's talk about stomping on people.
Okay, now. Well, because you got to get your aggression out one way or another. You know, peace through pleasure. And one of the, I believe, ways to get out natural human aggression, because humans are aggressive, is through BDSM. Mm-hmm. It does help. I mean, I don't know if it would do anything for the military-industrial complex. Probably not, because, you know... But let's face it, paddles don't cost as much as bombs, so they're just not going to make as much money.
Can we take all the powers at charge and just spank them?
Well, we could do that.
We need to do a little more.
Yeah, they would enjoy it.
You got to earn play. You got to earn it.
They would enjoy that.
Yeah. I'd like to spank Obama, okay? Can I go on record?
You'd like to spank Obama?
Sure.
Oh, is that like a sexual thing? Like,
I think so.
Yeah?
It could be good. Yeah.
He's got a great butt.
Yeah.
He does.
You can't say anything about that ass.
So are you into the BDSM?
Yeah, I am, but I'm very submissive.
You're submissive too?
I am, but he's one I would actually like to...
You'd like to
switch.
Spank him?
Yes, I would switch for him.
Okay. And is that because of his... I mean, it's something to do with politics or because of his...
I think it's a power thing.
Because you feel like he's president, so you should spank him?
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to top someone, top
might
the top.
Damn.
Top the top.
I hear you, baby. Go ahead, girl.
I like you, sister.
Top. Okay. We're going to play. Go that way.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's usually nature seeks a balance.
Mm-hmm.
So is that why you like to be submissive? Because you're usually kind of running your life? And
I think so. I think that there's a lot to be said for being independent, for being very strong, for being very powerful, and then taking that and turning it into something that is sexually exciting in terms of giving up that power to someone else. So to get back to your question, how does someone dominate you? And the first thing is mentally. Someone has to really be in control of their life and have their shit together before they can say, you know what, now you come over here and kneel in front of me and give it up.
Mm.
You know? Yeah.
In control of their life. Because some people, you know, they just do scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't, I mean, it's not necessarily, you don't even know anything about their life. But you're talking about lifestyle domination.
Correct.
Right.
And that's more the dominant, submissive more, and which is really speaking to more relationship. And I agree with you. I identify as a top because I'm in a relationship and I'm married to a dominant. So my relationship is with another dom.
You're married to a dom.
Yes.
And you are a dom.
Yes.
How does that work? Wow. Or am I in the same
situation? They outsource.
I don't know.
Exactly.
So you both kind of go, you know, hunting for subs together or separately?
Both.
Together and separately.
Do you hunt or do you lay snares and wait for them to come tripping through the forest?
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't, bro. Wow. Whatever comes up, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a regular sub? Or
I have a couple, yes. Male
or any
female.
Of them with you tonight?
I did not bring any.
You
with
didn't
me.
Bring any? Oh,
no.
Okay.
You wanna... I set them free.
You set them free.
A night of frolic.
Okay. Well.
Oh, I have one available though.
Apparently.
Yeah.
See how they just.
You want to be a sub, don't you?
Like, Manna.
You want to be a sub? I mean, you are a sub, mm-hmm. right? Tell me your name again. I'm going to write it down.
I'm Helaine.
Helaine.
H-E-L-A-N-E.
H-E-L-A-N-E.
My mother made it up.
Really? She's very creative.
She made up a
it's
name,
a mixture of Elaine and
artistic
Helen.
Artistic,
right.
And that's Helaine. What I am. Yes.
Okay, very good. And that's why I can't remember it. But anyway, you're original. I will.
Yes.
Okay, so now tell me how you like to be submissive.
How do I like to be submissive?
Well, you are submissive.
I
mean, does that mean
control,
you like to be spanked?
Yes, I do. I like to be spanked. I'm in very much control in my life. I know that. That's why I'm here.
Really? That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
Tell me more.
I have a lot of control in my life, and so the only time I get to really be out of control is to be submissive.
Right. Did you come with anyone?
Or I did.
Who did you come with?
Joseph von Prilling.
Really? Oh, there he
with
is.
The trilled R.
He's,
nice.
He's there kind of in
beautiful.
The background. He looks like the puppet master or something. Is
yes.
he going to control your strings from where
no,
he is?
No, he doesn't need to.
Does he have a little, do you have vibrating panties on that he controls?
I wish I did. God, I wish I did.
Yeah, I mean, that would be
he's
a
amazing.
Thing that
he's
I
amazing.
Would think a guy like that would have. I think you got to get the vibrating panties. I think we sell them
Honey?
On our shopping cart.
Work on that, will ya? Yeah.
Quickly, you have an hour.
Yeah. yeah. Remote controlled, you need
there
that.
You go.
Right. Does he spank you? Does he ever spank you?
Yes, he has.
He has.
Very
but
much
you
so.
Ever spank him? Or
no.
No.
Well,
no.
I kind of gave him a little paddywhack.
If he was
tonight,
president of the United States, you would spank
would
him.
Spank
yes.
him.
Only if he kind of
I'm
was off the wall like Obama,
now.
Then I would.
I know. That's going to be my new wish list.
Maybe
wanna...
it's my Jewish thing. I don't know.
Oh, you Jewish thing.
I'm Jewish. I'm
right.
a Sunday school teacher. Shh,
do you have a Nazi thing?
No.
Sorry. It's a theme.
I'm an artist.
yeah,
I love
yeah,
to
yeah.
draw. You know, maybe drawing is because it's such
you
a...
like to draw.
I do.
Yeah. I thought you
I'm
were going to be drawing up here. Are you going to draw?
I have been.
She has been.
Oh, you're drawing?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
done. Really?
You're
yeah.
done.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh, I like what you did
I'm
to my
I'm a Disney
tits.
Artist. Shh. Don't
yeah.
tell anybody.
She's a Disney artist.
She's
a
Disney artist.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, I didn't tell
She's
anybody.
She's so outed.
Yes.
Wow.
So outed.
What kind of art do you do for Disney?
I work for Hannah Montana and Sweet Life, and I do all the graphics.
Oh,
and
my God.
I would have
all the
that.
Logos and stuff, and so I draw naked people couple times a week.
You're excellent.
I get together with artists.
You draw some
and
naked people
we
at
all
Disney?
Pitch in $10
no,
and we
Disney.
Pay for models that come and model
oh,
yeah.
really? Oh, that. That's
Disney,
not a Disney thing.
Okay.
No,
only
it's
naked
my
ducks.
Passion. Thing.
Okay. Naked
and
ducks and
I've
naked,
come here
naked
and
mice.
My dream was to come and draw you while you didn't know, and I was sitting at the bar and just
while I
didn't
know, I don't
and
know.
I drew Max, drawing yeah. everybody here. Love it.
Yeah, yeah, you're fantastic.
Thank
it's
you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So
just, I'm playing.
So now you're going to go back to work at Disney on Monday, you think?
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Yes.
Okay. All
is
right.
that you, Mr. Eisner, calling in?
And Helene is your real name.
It is.
It is. And that's an unusual name. So even though you haven't given your last
no,
name.
No, but it's she works at Valeni.
I mean, we're
not
talking
Disney.
About politics and this woman is a revolutionary.
Disney.
I am.
She's coming out
yeah,
on the front
she's
lines
great.
Of the war against sexual repression.
She's great.
And proclaiming her BDSM fetish.
It's all it's everywhere.
And also saying that, she works for Disney.
Listen, that's nothing new. Disney characters.
I don't think
have,
Mark could do that when Mark worked
other,
for Disney.
Right?
Mark couldn't
yes.
come out.
They've been beating each
my
other.
Favorite.
For
my favorite joke.
Since right, since the beginning.
You know why Cinderella was caught sitting on... wait.
yeah, get
what's
the have a drink,
okay.
baby.
She's an artist. She's not a comedian.
yeah, yeah.
why did... No, I want to know about Cinderella.
Yeah, what did Cindy do?
Yeah, why did Cinderella get kicked out of Disneyland?
I don't know why.
She got caught sitting on Pinocchio's face going, lie to me, lie to me.
oh, that was good.
That was cute.
She told that
I like
very
that.
Well. Once she remembered it.
Yeah.
that was
sorry.
Good. That was
good comeback.
No, that was
good
great.
Comeback.
That was okay. fun. Yeah.
Very good. So, yeah, right. so spanking. Do you like to be spanked over the knee?
I do.
Anywhere.
Knee?
Anywhere.
oh, all right.
Can we spank you after
you
the show?
Like, would you let other people? Oh. I mean, would your is he your master?
Yeah, he could spank you.
The lurking one.
Yeah, the lurking master.
yeah, can
yeah, sure.
I can spank her.
And
can
are
MTR
you?
Spank
would you like to be?
can Max spank her?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, you say,
you're
don't
a submissive. Don't
you know
the one on the?
You give your own.
Don't you know the one on the bottom has all the control?
Exactly.
Well, you know, but there's protocol.
Right.
You know,
there's protocol.
There's protocol. Exactly. So I don't know. I mean, sometimes the submissive, they go, I don't know.
I'm kind of a free agent.
Yeah, you
he's
are.
My chaperone,
you
but
just
I'm a free
like
agent.
To be. You just like to be the center of attention.
I do.
Yeah.
a woman who knows what she wants and goes and gets it.
Now, MTOZ, lest you think that spanking is some Western thing, do you know where some of the first writings about spanking are?
No.
Nowhere.
The Kama Sutra.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of talk about spanking and slapping and striking. So, you know, it's not a Western thing. Although, I admit, the British have brought it to a fine art. But, you know, I guess the Kama Sutra is Hindu, would you say?
Yes, it is.
So they were really writing and I mean, really describing the art of spanking in quite a bit of detail, maybe even more detail than we even go into, although they did leave out the schoolgirl uniforms. But you know, that's a British transformation. But they do get into, you know, the hard striking is for the bigger ass, and the lighter striking is for the delicate dove. They do all that stuff in there. You're looking at me like you think I'm making it up.
I have a delicate ass, but I could use a hard spanking.
I think yeah.
It's an acquired taste, but it's a good one when you get
tough.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hard.
So a spanking or striking or flagellation, does that have any place at all in Islam?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know that for sure because I'm not familiar with that aspect of, you know, sexuality, particularly, you know, my knowledge. So I'm not familiar.
Well, they certainly give you a bunch of whacks if you're caught, you know, with...
it's probably more of a cultural, not a religious...
infringement.
So I lived abroad in Iran and was there for the holidays when they flagellated themselves or self-flogged.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
That holiday they do in November, I believe.
They do that.
So that's
they flagellate themselves bloody.
So right, do the Christians, right. though.
No, but
that's... they do that, too.
Yeah, they do
that's
that.
Culture.
Why
that's
don't Jews do this? I
religion.
Don't get it.
There is a Jewish tradition.
I don't want...
No, there's a tradition of, I believe, what is the Festival of Atonement? No, I can't remember.
Well, you know what?
For Yom Kippur, there were some sects that did do
that.
You know where you really
sex.
Get to do spanking if you're Jewish? This is a Sephardic tradition.
Wait.
But it's on Passover, and everybody gets a scallion. And when you sing Dayenu, Dayenu, and you smack your dinner partner on the shoulder, or maybe on the ass if you want to get crazy, you know, if you've had enough wine. But you go, Dayenu, and you're whacking, and you know because you're Jewish. And I learned this from Rabbi Shmuley Boteah.
Right.
The kosher sex rabbi, because I didn't grow up with that, because I grew up with Ashkenazi, but that's a Sephardic thing.
We ate dinner and it
wound its way into our traditions.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And it's
so
spanking.
Kink is
I mean,
everywhere.
Spanking is in all different cultures. I'm just, and now that you mention it, I do remember hearing about, you know, some form of Islamic group.
Yes, it's the Shias, primarily based in Iran.
Yeah.
And the reason they do that is that in the Prophet had two grandsons, Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan. They were the sons of Hazrat Ali. And they were slain in battle by a man called Yazid. And they were very young. So in honor of their death and in trying to show the world or show the universe the pain that they undergo, they beat themselves with knives during the month of Muharram. On the 9th and 10th of Muharram. So this is a prevalent thing in Iran. Shia is only 10% in the world, but primarily Iran is 80% Shia, 80%. And so is Iraq. Iraq's probably about 50%. So those places, it's very prevalent.
And what are you? Are you Shia or
no,
Sunni?
No, I'm Sunni.
You're Sunni?
Yes.
And that's a little less into the whacking.
Yeah, right? Much more civilized.
Hey, I didn't say that. Don't call them Nazis. That's all I can say.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So much more.
Should we go on to the sexual practices?
No,
the
Sunnis are much more civilized.
What do the Sunnis do? Yeah. What do they?
Yeah. Where's their kink?
Yeah. What are they?
No. There's no kink. I mean,
you have no kink.
There's never no
kink.
There is never no kink.
All I'm saying is there's no such thing.
About wrapping the women up.
Y'all be fighting too much. Y'all need to have more sex.
No, your coat.
No, the difference is that we do not have the same amount of passion towards our religion as the Shias do. And also, the Sunnis are the majority in the universe. You know, we're about 80%
of
this Islamic population. And a much more, we are a very conservative part of Islam. I would call us the more conservative part. And I'm a Wahhabi to boot.
Wahhabi is Saudi Arabian, right?
Yes, that's my background, because Abdul Wahhab was a reformer. And anyway, but we are not in the same, you can't classify us like a Shia would, because Shias are, to me, they are much, much more passionate, much, much more, you know, involved in what you would call
Orthodox.
Not Orthodox, because Orthodox, we are very Orthodox too.
Mm. Kinky. He means they're kinky.
Yeah, they are kinky.
They're a little.
That's
kinky.
a good word for it.
Talk about that.
Because they got the flagellating thing going on, and the Sunnis are more, I guess, more like the American Puritans, who don't sanction much of any form of physical expression, except as real punishment when we're really beating you because you infringed on some law of the many laws. Because they do flagellate as a punishment, don't they? In Saudi Arabia, and
yes, they do.
So there is spanking. It's just not done for fun
it's
or spiritual.
Yeah.
It's non-consensual. They actually
do that at Twin Towers also.
Well, then there's that. Okay, yeah. They do. It's terrible.
Let's wake up, America. They do it at Twin Towers every night. Beatings. Black people, old people, senile people. Beatings.
And what one thing that they do
is that
is,
consensual?
No, it's not consensual.
Okay.
They'll kind of encourage some prisoners to beat up on other prisoners when they just want to pick on a prisoner. You know, it's messed up. Anyway.
Sorry, I mean.
No. This is that kind of. You know what this show reminds me of?
We're talking about
S&M
here.
It's like a Thanksgiving dinner where everybody's trying to eat and trying to talk about certain things, and then you keep bringing in other things.
The landmine.
And okay, that's Uncle Ernie brought up that subject.
Can you pass the pee?
All right, so that means we should have some agua, right?
Right, let's have a little agua.
Have you ever tried agua coco leaf liqueur?
Ooh. I do not drink, but thank you.
You do not drink. And you?
It's probably too sweet for me.
Oh, my.
I grew up on Manischewitz wine, so sweet is good for me.
She can have mine.
The Jewish culture.
Okay, I'm
going to
give you some. Yes. Okay. So, now, do you know the ritual of drinking agua, what you have to do
to get your agua? Whatever I need to do.
Well, basically, you have to take this salt. This is lime salt, even though it looks like a vial of cocaine.
It's not.
It is not a vial of cocaine.
I was like,
it's simple lime salt. You don't snort it. You lick it.
I was like, it's
old off
school
of
LA.
a body part of someone other than yourself. So.
Ooh.
That would be your choice. Look, and now she's looking at Master. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Okay.
Or
well,
you.
Well, you know. I mean, you
You've
could,
been my pleasure for the evening.
Okay, you could. What part would you like to lick it off of? The cleavage part.
Cleavage.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's like,
good.
No, please don't.
Okay, I will in fact allow you.
I'm an artist.
Okay. You are an artist. And I'm really... You know, excited to be agua licked by a Disney artist. Okay,
that's a first.
Don't tell anybody. Now, tell everybody.
Nobody
knows. Nobody's listening.
Okay, so come
I'm
on over here,
it's okay.
Elaine, and I will pour you a little agua here. Actually, I'm going to pour you a lot of agua because you're getting it for everybody else. Because I know MTS doesn't drink either, because that's not a Sunni thing to do.
Nor a sunny thing.
No, it's a Shia thing to do, you know.
The Shias, they do drink. They call all the time here. Really.
Oh, thank you.
There's okay, nice two nice
just,
Jewish
you
girls.
Can just apply this.
That's the beginning of a joke. Right.
Can you get it wet? Oh, sure. You can wet it first, I guess.
Does she mind?
No.
Mm.
I know, it's all kosher.
Should we turn our heads? Can we watch this, Antiaz?
Should we get closer?
I'm turning my head.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Okay, here we go. Okay, you lift
I'm
slowly.
Jewish, I can watch.
I think you missed a spot.
Yeah, you did.
I think some got between her boobs, too.
Now you drink it?
Whoa, good girl. Do it. Yes.
Wow, good girl. Yes, the Let's hear it for Helene.
Brava.
Scared of you, mama.
She's just delicious.
She's our agua queen.
Yes, she
Miss
is.
Agua.
I like her.
Thanksgiving.
Just earned a new title.
Yeah, give you a little spank. Yeah.
Agua chugger.
Yeah, here we
Agua
go.
Girl, 2010.
Very nice. Very
now,
nice.
Come on now, Julie. Put your back in it, baby. Put your back in it. There we
Ooh.
Go.
Look at those cute panties.
I know.
Wow. Oh, there go the cute panties.
Bye bye, panties.
Oh, no, not, no, baby. That ain't right. Come on, girl.
Nice. Very nice.
I think she wants
just playing.
She's just playing. Yeah. She's not technically spanking yet.
No.
Not yet.
She's stroking.
Great ass, though.
No, I'm just having fun. Okay, you want to get over my knee?
It's a Kodak moment.
It is a Kodak moment. Several Kodak moments.
Oh, okay, so you're actually listening to radio and what's going on right now. Someone is getting sort of spanked, but not really spanked.
Yeah, that's
not yet.
Right.
And
not until she gets on my knee.
Right.
I think we need to get a mic over there so we can get the full spanking sound.
Yeah. Right, we need that.
Yeah. Can I get that cup
me the,
pan?
There you go.
The bar mic. Somebody bring me the bar mic. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute. That's getting really...
Yeah, I'm working you up for Serene.
There you go. Warm her up for me.
She's getting a little pink. Awesome.
She's getting some color. Very nice. Oh, nice.
No, yeah. I'm getting a lot of static. I'm getting a lot of static.
Static? From the spanking?
Is it on?
From the spanking.
Is
test
it on?
One, two, test.
No, I'm getting a bunch of static, though. I can't do
nothing.
It.
Spanking mic.
Yeah, I can't do it. Too much static. Sorry. Sorry about
can't
that.
Can't you hear it on my mic?
It is better.
The color is great.
Sorry, I'm an artist.
Mm. What are you talking about? Who are you talking to off the microphone?
Okay.
Ah, you want Nikon for Christmas.
He's coming by himself.
Well, little girl, tell Mrs. Okay. Santa whether you've been naughty or nice. Seems like you've been naughty to get such a spanking.
Okay.
Anyway, I do want you to be able to sit down.
No.
No?
She's like, I in fact do not want to be able to sit down.
Yeah, no, you know when the masochist says, hit me, beat
what do you
me,
think?
Beat me.
Should I use this?
The sadist
this
says, no.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she deserves this?
Yes.
If you use the other side, she'll have a backwards S on her butt. That's kind of awesome.
You want me to use the other side?
Use the other
side.
S is for Susie. Yes, we are.
I was about to say, very few people more sadistic than the bottom is not getting beaten.
I don't
beaten.
Hear anything.
That's right.
So what would
so true.
We'll throw you under that bus.
You're listening to Spank Radio,
Spank
broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house.
Show that was
thank
just
you for
like
having
the sound
us.
Of someone getting
you
beaten. People would listen to that.
She's
really
so
can
cute.
Take a spanking.
Wow, she's tough. That's... That's tough.
No, no, this is still life.
Justin, you got to get a picture of this ass here.
It's great.
So red.
The color is great. Just to see that color come up.
Perfect color, right?
Now, Susie, what you want to do is flip your hand and feel the warmth on the other side.
Yeah. Mm.
And you want to do temperature checks. There you go.
You want to come engineer for a second?
This is a good way to heat my hand.
There you go.
You know, because I've been looking for a good heater for my hand. So cold
it gets chilly.
Warming up. There you go. Warming up, massage it a little.
Your master is smiling.
There you go.
Just shyly. Oh, now he's got a big smile.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Woo.
That's
okay.
Pretty good. That's pretty wet.
That's
I mean,
pretty wet.
I'm wet.
That's that a different kind of temperature.
Okay.
Wow. No,
it's wet too, I'm sure.
Sister.
I'm not
you got it. Helene. Sister Helene. And
delicious.
Her magnificent spankable ass.
All right.
That was really quite something.
Yeah, she's
I
want to
great
sit ass.
Down now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's ready
she's
to
high.
Sit and wiggle
she's
and sit.
High now.
Wait, they gave me a pillow.
Yeah. Right, where were
do
we?
I get the, you know, ethereal pillow here?
You can sit on the spank paddle. That might be even
that
more exciting.
Be
sit on
good.
The spike side.
Mm.
They gave me a cushion for my tushin.
Yeah, so how's it feel sitting down?
Good, good. I like it.
There's color in your face now, too. I mean, you look like all flushed. And
it's pre-menopause, but I'm going with it. I'm old and happy.
Right. Now, and you're
beautiful.
Jokes down.
That's
too.
It, that's it.
Does your master work for Disney, too?
No.
No.
Warner Brothers.
Shh, tell my secrets.
So.
The mouse is very fun.
Yes.
Wow. Please. Hey, what can I say? You know, right?
Right. Have you gotten a spanking for Spanksgiving?
I did get tied up and suspended last night, actually.
You did? He didn't give you a spanking, though. This was
no.
the dominant guy.
This was not the dominant guy. Oh. This was another friend of mine who's a photographer.
Oh.
And we did a photo shoot, so that was really awesome.
What did he do to you?
He tied me up and then suspended me off of the floor from a suspension point in his ceiling, which he conveniently happens to have in his house.
Uh-huh. Everybody should.
Yes, I agree.
Do you have a suspension point in your ceiling?
We do.
And
we have a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so is your husband here?
Yes.
Oh, he's here.
Husband, wave.
Where is he? Is he hiding?
Did he leave? In leather. He's in leather.
Oh, there he is. He's back there. He's waving in the back.
There you go.
Hey. He's sort of a behind the scenes kind of guy.
He is. Well, sometimes.
Yeah. No, are you into that wrestling thing, too?
I am. I love impact play.
I can imagine
play.
You being a wrestler. You seem like you're
built. I don't wrestle. No, I box.
Whoa,
I'm not getting on the ground.
You know,
I ain't rolling getting dirty. I'm going to hit you.
What is it? The 50th anniversary of Muhammad Ali's...
Got some guns.
One of his big matches.
Got some guns.
We're going to have some boxing now.
Yeah. That's it feels good. It's a great impact. It's great.
What part of boxing feels good? Hitting another person?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. You should try it.
I'm scared of you now.
Boxing is really this. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. Actually, getting punched in the large muscle
getting
groups.
Punched.
Yes. Oh yeah. Someone just takes
getting
your butt.
Punched.
Darling,
like
it's all about
this show
the pleasure.
Is constantly
what did you say your show's about?
Not in the,
it's about
not
pleasure.
In the,
well, right.
For me personally, I know people who like it in the face. I don't like it in the face, but I do in terms of in the large muscle groups.
Mm-hmm.
Like. In the same way that you might spank someone's butt, you might take your fist and just go in there and pound. It's
especially
like a. You ever had a very deep Swedish massage?
Yes.
Where you're like, God, it's gonna really kind of hurt.
Oh, okay.
But it feels. Yeah, but then you kind of get that like, oh, this also feels kind of good. Yeah. But when someone's punching you deliberately in the act of kinky sex, you can actually have that orgasm as opposed to having to be respectful of the masseuse.
Erotic punching. It's called.
I don't know if I want to get into that, but I do understand what you're saying because I love massage and I do like a spanking sometimes.
Yeah. So. It's
but
like a
I don't
very
know.
Deep
I've
massage.
Never, I never thought I would like a punching. Really,
it's an acquired taste. Like
I
everything.
Don't want to acquire it, but I do respect it as long as it's consensual.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if you want to punch each other, go right ahead.
I've had a couple of massages where it felt very much like I was.
Where
being beat
where
up,
would you like to be punched the most? I mean,
on the butt.
On the butt. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Well, that
oh,
I can.
But inner thigh is also very good.
Uh-huh. Would you let Serene punch you in the butt?
Sure.
Yeah, could you give us a demonstration of a correct punch in the butt?
A correct punch in the butt.
Okay, here we go.
Would you like me to stand up?
I think so. Yeah. I don't see how you can punch her in the butt when you're sitting down.
She has that much
space. I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're doing the punch in the butt here.
Okay.
Okay.
Joy.
We're now demonstrating.
We're demonstrating the punch in the butt. Okay, I got to see
punch
this
in the butt.
Here. Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Well, that looks good. It's like a punching bag with a person attached.
That's it. And then you got to warm
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, and then
I got
see.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm glad you demonstrated that because now it doesn't seem so bad.
No, it sounded.
It actually makes total sense. I still don't want you to do it to me, but it totally made sense.
Yeah.
Like that, huh?
No.
See,
totally.
We're educating people one ass punch at a time.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Wow. So. Did you get educated? Do you like to be punched in the butt? Or
I have never had it, but
would you now like to try?
Sure. I was
would
like,
you like
yes.
Would you
I
let,
don't think
would
he's going to say
now
no.
that I've warmed you up with a spanking, would you
I
let
know.
the
you sure,
know,
would you like
Serene
to?
Punch you in the butt?
Punch her ass.
Wow.
Over, you're fine.
Look at you. Can you just put your arms up like this? No, not you.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, windy girl.
She's no, you look cute too like that.
I got some guns for a little on the bottom.
Are you in bodybuilding contest too?
No,
you're not really a bodybuilder, but you got quite a body. Okay, punch that butt.
Oh, lovely ass. Yeah.
Okay, don't bring the whole radio console down with you, please. Disney isn't insuring us for this. So.
Now you're moving. Okay. Now be still.
Sorry.
Ooh,
she's too wriggly.
It's good.
Yeah, you're looking good. Okay. Whoa.
That's not punching.
I know, but it's so good, though.
It sounds really good.
Well, that's actually interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
Another actually, convert, ladies and gentlemen.
Now it's looking like a massage. I might want it now. Now that I've seen that you got it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have it. Okay. I'll have what she's having. I'll have what she's having, right?
All right.
I like that.
Greedy bottom. What's more?
You're listening to Punch Radio from Los Angeles, California.
Sorry.
Ass punching.
Ass punching.
No, I have to try it. You have to come over here.
Okay,
and get
excellent.
All right, she's going to try. All right.
I like this.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Loosen up, dude.
Wait, I got to make sure I'm...
Anybody want their ass punched?
I'm not wearing any skirt right now. Very exposed. Okay, here we go.
Would you like to spank me? Would that work?
Okay, knead it. Knead it. Okay. Here. Get it worked up because... Yeah. Hi. I'm getting my ass punched. I hear this is really good for the skin.
Biometrics.
You know what's going to happen? There are going to be salons in Beverly Hills
not bad.
Tomorrow.
It feels
like
fine.
Cellular reduction, ass punching.
Whoa. Yeah.
Biometrics.
I'm for bone density.
Oh, goodness.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. I feel like I'm ready for the ring.
Actually,
yeah. That's good.
That's good.
All right.
Good, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, let's hear it for Mistress Serene.
Am I going to have to do this tonight?
Yeah, I'm into this. It's like a form of massage. It's kind of like a Swedish massage with the ass.
It's good.
I love how we went from no, I don't want that within 45 seconds.
I'm open-minded.
No, punch my ass.
I am allowed. This one of the themes of the show is human contradiction. You know, America, the land of the free and the Nazis. And I want that. I don't want it. People are full of contradictions. You know, but. Yes means yes and no means no.
That's right.
Correct.
That's the problem. It is a problem, but you got to abide by that, you know. You just got to work with it. You just got to work with people.
Unless of course you have a safe word that isn't yes and no, and then
there is no such word as no.
And then there is no no. There is no more.
That's too complicated.
My mother always said there's no word as can't.
I think I saw Dark Phoenix here, didn't I? Just see him just now.
Yes,
who was
he's
that?
Actually
was that Dark
here.
Phoenix?
Yeah, he's
Hi.
Here. He's here.
He should come over and say hello. And as a matter of fact, Katie Kins is here. Otherwise known as Katiekins. Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Want to come over and come say hi on a microphone? Oh. Swallow your drink. Swallow the whole thing now. No. Take your top off.
Here, say hi.
Say hi.
Come.
Here, I'm coming to you. Hi.
Hi, Katiekins. How you doing?
Good.
So last time I saw you, you were celebrating your birthday.
Come yes. Sit.
You got some Spanx.
Come sit. I did.
Yeah.
And the time before that, I got even more.
You got really a lot of Spanx. You got hard Spanx from Ken Marcus.
I'm jealous.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. And I got electricity by...
by Master D.
My Master
right,
D.
Right, right. You got all kinds of shocks and to
Oz.
Your system.
Shocks and awes.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you up for tonight?
Oh,
ass
I'm
punching.
Not sure.
Would you like to try ass
like
punching?
A little ass punching?
I know. Since it's nice.
It really feels good. I mean, I was totally against it at first. I was saying, you're not getting near me with a punching thing.
See, this is the service I provide as an ambassador.
That was good, you know, because I think of punching as in my... I don't want to be punched in my face.
Punching's been given a
or
bad
in my
rap.
Stomach.
You haven't had it yet.
No.
It's
well,
good.
All right.
Trust me, it's good.
I don't know about that.
It's good.
The ass, okay.
Well, I used to get beat up by my older brothers, and yeah, sometimes, like, when you got, like, punched in the ribs, it was kind of like, oh, but
you
it kind
would
of felt
like
good.
That. Yeah, you're a tomboy. Kate Pins is
a tomboy.
Yeah. Do you like being punched in the ass, MTS?
Hasn't happened yet.
Well, would you like to?
We've got a professional ass puncher.
I don't
never,
think so.
You may never have this tonight. Chance again.
You don't know what you're missing.
I mean, I never had someone else punch me in the ass, but so I don't know. But it seems that she
don't
was good. She knew what she was doing.
Yes.
You don't want to just let anybody. I think I'll let my husband try it.
Yeah.
You know, he's a really good masseuse. So, that's a good sign. I think a lot of... you know, massage and BDSM have similarities, and they both kind of mix pleasure and pain.
I will tell you, physical therapists and masseuse people, very sadistic.
Oh yeah,
They
are very.
Yeah,
sadistic.
They tell you be quiet.
They're like, you'll take this
meditate
incredibly painful massage and like it
and pay me.
Enjoy.
Are you getting up?
Wow. Katie Kins, so you have plans for tonight, or you're just going to let things happen?
I'm just going to let things happen. Like, you know, my birthday night, I just sort of let things happen, and it was fun.
Yeah. Did you have your agua?
No. Yeah, sort of.
What kind of answer was that?
Sort of.
I think that deserves a spanking.
That means I had one at the bar, but I would like another, please.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
She has had it, but she has not been sufficiently served, I suppose, is what that means.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Does she get the salt lick as well?
She does. She
nice.
Has to.
I think where you should take it from is off of her freshly punched ass. I think that would be really...
That's appropriate. Yeah.
It's a tradition in the leather. It's a leather tradition.
We're starting.
Yeah. That started just right now.
Well, you two of all people could start that.
International Miss Leather.
Yes.
Come in and
You will go down in leather history for
there
the first ass punching, salt licking tradition.
Oh.
Founder.
Well,
in that case.
Do I get a plaque?
If you can buy one, yes. We're poor
kids. You always have to pay for
our names will be written down.
Get a bill after you get your Emmy.
You know the routine.
We'll go to Kinko's.
Get a certificate.
Exactly.
That's it.
Well.
Go get
okay.
it, baby.
Okay. So here we go. Here's your salt. And I guess I have to get up for this, huh? Katie Kins. Look at you.
Is your ass warm?
It is, actually.
That's it. That's you.
You look very cute. You're wearing your birthday headband. Very nice. Very nice. And you should take your top down for this.
That's also a part of the tradition.
Very nice.
It is. Now.
You have to do a topless.
Yes. You have to do a topless. If you're going to lick ass, you gotta give up something, baby.
You can place the salt where you like. This is the salt lick section
of the
program.
Evening.
Okay.
Make sure you moisten it first.
Right.
Yes.
That doesn't pop.
We don't want it running
and
off.
And go for, go for any spot. And the joy of being spanked, a good spanking prior to sex, if you're going to be on the bottom, really enhances that pleasure going through that whole section.
Yes.
So you get that nice warming feeling. There you
that's
go.
That's what I call aftercare,
you know,
right?
That's aftercare. That's aftercare.
Oh, but you know what? I didn't pour your drink.
Okay. Yeah, you did.
Oh, yes, I did.
She's already
drank it already.
She's like, you're right. You
wow,
didn't.
Wow, you're.
No, do the other cake.
Let's hear my sister Katie Kins.
Yay.
And a new leather tradition
there
was born.
There you go.
And I want to see that in the bars
really,
across America.
Really, I
want to
see that in your blog.
Yeah.
Okay. It will be
I will
in
definitely.
Mine.
I'm going to be in Ireland soon, and the Irish have no problem with drinking.
This is a green drink.
So I think I'm going to encourage them to do so.
You have a problem with drinking, though.
I did. I don't now, because
really?
I stopped.
You had a drinking problem.
Yes.
Are you
was
an alcoholic?
Total alcoholic.
Ooh,
indeed. I've been sober since March 14th, 2007.
Oh, well, congratulations.
My sobriety date actually tattooed on, so I don't forget.
Yow.
Good woman.
Wow. So you were an alcoholic, and well, you are an alcoholic.
Yes.
I guess. But you used to drink
a lot.
Yes. Too much.
Actually, I actually went to rehab in the whole nine yards. But it wasn't celebrity rehab. It was, you know, crackhead.
AA?
No. It was crackhead rehab.
Crackhead? You were crackhead?
No. I wasn't. But I was in with some crackheads. It was rather remarkable.
You lived with crackheads.
For 3 weeks.
So did I was actually. No, I mean, we had a couple of people that you know, I mean, it's the speakeasy, you know, we take people
in. You get
in
a few.
And a couple of them turned into crackheads, right, Max? Yeah. I mean, we didn't keep them.
No, we've had
but
our crack.
They came and went.
The only thing we don't allow is crack teapotters here.
Oh, right. We're not into the tea party.
Thank you.
I think we can all agree on that. Amen. Whether you want to call them Nazis or not.
Yeah.
Whatever they are, they're not getting in here.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Although there's nothing wrong with tea bagging. That's acceptable.
Ah, that's a whole other
thing. That's a whole other thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. So Dark Phoenix, I want him to say hello. Can he cut on a microphone? You keep
hello,
your tits
darling.
There, though. But yeah, he should say hello. Right? She should keep her tits there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Yeah, you look great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
it's good to
like
be back
the new
here.
Fedora.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, well, it's one I keep in my collection. I try to rotate.
Right. And who's the lovely lady you
this
have?
This is my friend Elena.
Friend Elena?
Yes.
Elena.
Yes.
Well, hello, Elena.
New to the BDSM scene,
really?
But not
new.
A stranger.
A BDSM virgin?
Kind of.
Ooh, and
kind of.
Ooh, get her on the microphone.
Punch her butt.
Have you ever had your butt punched? Hi, Elena.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hello. Happy Spanksgiving. That's the holiday.
Thanksgiving. I don't know if
it's
I've been
Spanksgiving weekend. It's Spanksgiving weekend. You get on the microphone.
Okay.
Hi, how you doing? I'm sorry, I don't mean to.
I'm just a little shy. It's
yeah,
okay.
No.
It's all right.
You're beautiful.
Very
introduce me as well?
Well, you know, I have been called a princess, but I don't think I work for Disney.
Ooh. Well, you're wearing a crown with your headphones. And so, how did you meet this evil man?
We actually worked together on a music video for a band that's kind of popular. I don't know if you can say that on the air.
Yeah.
You can say
of
it.
Of course you can.
Yeah. Well, fine. It's My Chemical Romance.
Really?
Yeah.
My Chemical Romance?
Yeah, we were doing a music video for them.
Is Warner Brothers.
I became so Warner Brothers
drag
every
in this show.
In here tonight.
Hello, Sarah Sue. We're here for you. Yeah. Okay. So you're working on a My Chemical. What do you do on it? Do you play something?
I was an extra, and that's how I met her.
Oh, you
I
were an extra with your fedora, probably.
Right, I was wearing a red fedora, and I was all punked out, and I was in the mosh pit, and I ran into her, and
literally.
Lo and behold, I was like, "Hey, what's
you're
up?"
You're an extra too?
Yeah.
On My Chemical Romance.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
The
that's pretty fun.
It was for the movie The Watchmen. I don't know if the
I don't know anything.
Yeah, okay. So
I know what My Chemical Romance is. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it's
The Watchmen.
It was a really
I don't know
big
anything.
Deal.
I've heard of the movie. I've seen it on Twitter as a trending topic.
Right, exactly.
that's how I know what it is. I mean, I don't know the what
that's
is
all you need to know.
It's gone Hollywood, so
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a boring topic, so you know, let's
Well, but you know, you met in the mosh pit.
Right.
Which is already kind of violent. I mean, it's a little bit like jumping on everybody. You're used to being
it's a different
jumped
scene.
On.
Right. I'm used to being jumped on and used to administering pain in other ways too, so it worked out quite well for me.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. So have you administered pain to the lovely lady?
Or pleasure.
I have. We went to hell and
you
I
went
did
to hell. Went, how nice.
Did some performances there, met up with her there. I did a little tease to her, gave her a little fresh vanilla experience to the pain side of the submissive industry, if you will.
Okay.
And then it kind of grew from there as friends, and ever since then it's been kind of working in the mainstream entertainment, and every once in a while I'll get her to do some fetish videos for me, you know.
Right. And may I say that Katie Kins, you're doing a very good job holding the microphone.
Yeah, she is. She's
Katie
doing a
Kins
great
is
job.
Doing
and,
a great
and,
job.
And a great view from here,
a very
too,
good,
I add.
I mean, look at this. Can we have a hand for Sister
Absolutely.
Katie Kins, please?
Best
I mean, I have not
ever.
Had such
I was a production assistant for a very anal director.
That's the best thing Stan I've ever seen.
She's a mic holder. She's got it down. All right.
So
Elena, get on the microphone.
I'm assuming that she worked in porn if she was an anal director.
Mike, what do you think of your first BDSM experience with Senor Phoenix?
No pressure.
You know, it was fun, and I definitely had a few drinks that night.
Alcohol is a painkiller. You know, that's what they say. It's been a painkiller for millennia.
I thought it was a lot of fun, but it's not totally my thing. But,
not totally. Well, it's like what she doesn't know is I'm like totally
okay. So it's just kind of more my thing behind closed doors rather than in front of the whole world.
Oh, I wasn't asking you to bend over and get punched in the ass.
No, I'm just saying, like, I did. You know, it was fun for that night to be in front of people.
I actually lost my BDSM virginity here. Actually,
what are you insinuating?
Can you tell the story? Because I really want to hear. Because I wasn't here.
He wasn't
so I need
there.
To know.
It was with Ken Marcus.
How did it happen?
And Master
how did it
D?
Unfold?
And was there gloves involved?
No. Okay. Oh. How did it unfold? Well, it started off for the Halloween Scary Sex Radio Show.
Yes.
And then
Katie was dressed up as Katie with a mask.
Yes, with a mask. And then
you're hiding your breasts, Katie.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Don't hide those breasts.
Okay, so let me put this back down.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good girl.
Okay. And then I just was really interested in BDSM. I'd watched it a lot, like on kink.com and that sort of thing. And I was like, you know, here are professionals. Here are people that have been doing it for many years and are, you know, connoisseurs in this business. And I did it here.
Yeah.
And it started off with me on the Cross X thing.
St. Andrew's Cross.
Yes. Yeah. And I got electrocuted first.
Well, not
electrocuted. No.
She's like,
yeah, let's get that. Now, we're not Nazis here, okay? No Nazism.
No,
we are just.
Obviously,
it was
the
electrical
here.
Electrical play.
Electrical play.
I'm actually dead. I know.
First, I got electrical play.
I died in
that's so cute.
And then I got a lot of different types of spanking, like flogging, spanking with different objects, and that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, and the best part was when Mistress Misogyny just went.
Oh, and the Mistress Misogyny.
No, yeah. She was
yeah,
kind of
she
crazy.
Like we were doing really great for like a good while, and then Mistress Misogyny just went a little crazy.
Oh, and what? You know, but only for 2 seconds. Because
she got a good three terrible spanks in after like a good hour of like
look at the electric
play and
Helene.
The spanking from everyone
Helene
else.
Helene is getting into her element here.
So what do you plan on doing for your birthday?
She already did her
I
birthday.
I just did my birthday. Was it? It was
no,
like
no, no,
2 weeks.
Ago. 2 weeks ago, I spanked her, and her boyfriend. Do you,
oh yeah,
he's still your
my boyfriend,
boyfriend, right?
All of a sudden, just turned porn star on
he
me.
He did. He
yeah.
fucked her. And camera. Well, you were doing the monkey rocker.
He'd never done it in front of anyone ever before in his life, and all of a sudden, he's.
Have
you
ever ridden the monkey rocker?
I have not.
Oh yeah, ever the first time I ever came into the speakeasy, I saw the monkey rocker.
That is the
and
monkey
I was
rocker.
Like, I must
we
try
have condoms.
This one day, and I finally
we do.
Did.
You could ride it. Did we you? Also have a double monkey rocker.
For that yeah. looks interesting.
We actually haven't really gotten a good scene on the double monkey rocker, but
well, I could definitely handle that. But I don't know if that's tonight, but one night definitely.
You haven't had enough agua.
Saying I don't know means yes. No means no, and I don't know means yes, right?
I don't know means like, you know, there's...
Maybe.
No, I don't know does not mean yes. Okay, folks? Okay, you heard that here. We insist on a yes.
I don't know means more persistence, I guess,
I don't know
right?
means...
I don't know. What does it mean? Oh,
well. I think it might mean
when
twist
a girl
her
says,
arm.
I don't
I'm all
know.
About being persistent.
I don't... Yeah, I don't look know. Okay. Like, what does the girl
Disney
mean when
girl.
She says, I don't
She's
know?
She's gone out of her mind. She's,
she doesn't
no, it's
know.
Good. You're doing great. You're having fun.
No, I love it. I actually call this scratchy.
Keep doing it. Yes, keep doing that. Yes. Yeah.
To be inclined. To do... Oh, the double monkey rocker?
Yeah, do them all double
Do you want to do the double
I
monkey
think,
rocker?
I think
are you
with
offering
Disney?
To double up?
On.
Are you offering to
Who's
double up with her?
Yes, with you.
Helene is
there
ready
needs to
double
be another
up.
Another person involved.
Here.
Yeah, Yeah, we could double up. We'll double up after a show. Yeah.
What do you think, Leather?
Double up with Disney. Yeah, there we go.
I would not object to
watch for this and more on the website.
I'd be happy to serve flaws.
It'd be awesome.
They're doubling up.
Do you work in the adult industry?
I do.
I want to see that.
I do too.
We're having a little bit. What we're doing right now is called networking.
We should explain that, of course, to the
meeting and mingling with new people.
People come to the speakeasy often. Okay, everyone, shh.
Okay, shh.
Because this, remember here, this is a radio show, right?
And they can't see us.
It's only like 15 more minutes of the radio show, and then we get to have what we call
the
erotic after party.
That is correct, and it's also a quarter.
You're doing fine,
right?
See, it makes sounds.
Yes, I am.
The radio
sound.
That's a good sound.
It's also a quarter of, so it's a little short commercial time.
It's a short commercial time.
Yes,
take it away, Prince Max.
Short commercial time. You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. You're listening to Revolution and Evolution. If you are a rich Republican with tax breaks, then donate
your money
so that we can help you and cure you.
Just
of
all
your
you need
illness.
Is a major credit card.
Right. All you need is a major credit card or make a bank
Most
transfer.
Most of my therapy clients
no
are
problem.
Republicans.
And of course,
and some of them have Nazi fantasies.
Lots of attorneys. Yes.
There's
right.
quite a few Nazi fantasies among the Republicans.
So, it's the Republicans that have most of the problems, right?
Thanksgiving.
Right. That is correct.
The
Republicans.
Both of my parents are Republicans.
And
we just have the money to solve the problem.
We want to help you, poor Republicans. And in any case,
the number is 213-670-0066. We're not going to give out the toll-free number. Because you better be able to just afford
correct.
A toll call.
Because if you can't make a call.
Get off
That's
your cheap
213-670-0066.
And you ask for download David.
There are no discounts for Republicans.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, but we specialize in religious sexual abuse.
Abuse.
Like, absolutely.
Religious sexual abuse.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Praise the Lord and the Lady. Many people have had their sexuality thwarted and twisted and
it's
denigrated
not,
and repressed and oppressed by all of the major monotheistic and multitheistic religions of the world.
If you think that Disney's got fantasies, you got to talk to the Catholic Church.
Virgin birth.
Man,
let's start with that.
They got some stuff going.
After the break.
And by the way, Susie.
Zombies.
That's where it came
again.
Pretty
Easter.
Susie.
Easter is zombie holiday.
Susie. Yeah.
Okay. Pretty damn kinky.
The Pope has opened the discussion about condoms.
Condoms, yes.
And
good.
It is
good.
Possible
That's a good
in some...
Thing. We have nothing against the Pope, except he was a Nazi sympathizer.
Right.
And that's actually kind of true.
It is true. It's not kind of true. Yeah,
so, you know, the Nazi theme is getting...
Well, you have to sympathize with the mentally deluded.
Yeah, only... Yeah.
Well, to some extent.
Only, Susan...
You have to prevent them from harming you.
Susan, only in certain cases...
Finding a place you don't mind, do you?
Spank them.
No, only in certain cases. One of the cases... is where you can use condoms is between two guys.
Really?
In the
so
Catholic Church?
The Catholic Church says you can use condoms between two guys.
No, the Pope has opened the discussion.
They're saying it might be okay to use a condom with a guy.
That's right.
So it might be okay to be with a guy.
It might be.
All right. Well, yes, the priesthood lives again.
As a result of all the same-sex abuse,
I mean, that's what the priesthood is all about anyway. They might as well just cop to it. Hey, and maybe this will stop the abuse now.
Right.
Maybe it will, because the priests are going to be doing each other with condoms.
No, but that's the thing. They weren't doing each other. They were doing altar boys.
Well, they were. But now the Pope has said,
but
condoms might be okay.
That's a thing. So at least when they have sex with the altar boys, it'll be safe sex.
No, it doesn't mean they should do the condoms with the altar boys.
No.
Well, maybe
no, because, you know,
they can fuck us instead.
The Catholic Church
I'd like them to, but unfortunately, I don't think they're interested.
The altar boys, that's non-consensual. We're against that.
The Catholic Church is not the only church with molestation.
going on.
Absolutely not.
There's molestation going on in every church,
everywhere.
In every temple, in every synagogue, in every mosque,
at least they're not hypocrites
museum,
about it.
Right. You know, I mean, there is...
That's not true. They're absolutely hypocrites about it.
Well, all the major
from personal
religions
experience.
Have so many restrictions that often the priests and the ministers of those religions resort to overpowering the very, very young and helpless in those religions.
Yes,
and it's a tragedy. And, you know,
well,
it's a tragedy.
The only thing I really found interesting about the Pope's proclamation...
I think it's great. Thank you, Pope.
No. It's that, like,
That's not okay with women.
No, that's correct.
You can't use a condom.
He has opened the discussion. He has opened. Where have you been?
Well,
with
you know,
the discussion
where have you
of
been?
Condoms.
Hey,
where the
you know, the past is the past.
Welcome to
Let's
the 21st
forward.
Century.
Right.
And you know, I have a lot against this Pope. Not least of which is that he was a Nazi.
Well, right.
But okay. But second, I do have to say that if he's saying condoms are okay in any context, whether it's with a fellow priest, well, not with an altar boy, but with a fellow priest, all right.
Priest
that's a beautiful
that's
thing.
That's because somebody punched him in his ass last
I was going to say,
there we go.
Punch that Pope.
That's it. You know, we like to say,
wears a dress. He wears a dress.
That's right.
Does he not?
That's a king.
You know,
that's a
king. You should see when the cardinals assemble. And they're wearing their like white doily lace
they're
and their red velvet aprons yeah.
and their lace panties.
By
oh
the way.
Yeah!
I love what Margaret, I haven't actually seen the panties at the Cardinals.
I just saw their outfits and they look like
I think they're not wearing any
wait,
panties.
Well, you know,
lace panties
are
hot.
One at a time.
Let's do that again.
One at a time.
What are you trying to show everyone?
Yeah.
Her brown lacy panties are so hot.
Oh, they are hot panties. Oh, yeah.
They are very nice.
Why is her ass red?
What happened to the panty boy?
What have I missed? Oh, I came too
whatever,
late.
Whatever happened to the panty boy? She should give those panties to the panty boy.
Oh, yes.
This is the panty
you know
boy
what?
Donation
You're
to
such
the
a
cause.
Sweet You're the Mother Teresa of this show.
Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
No.
Okay, you're the Queen Esther.
A women.
Okay.
Queen Esther.
And that's very nice for you to acknowledge panty boy, who has been anything but a loyal fan. He's been fickle. But these are fantastic panties as far as he's concerned.
Yeah,
check these panties
you would
out.
Love them.
These are some brown, tonga panties.
Are
those from Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, and this is Spanksgiving. Happy Spanksgiving, everybody. Woohoo! Spanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
I don't know about those panties, but that ass is delicious.
Those are from Victoria's Secret, right?
What, the ass?
No, they're probably from, you know what, 99 cent store.
I don't fucking care.
The point is,
recession chic
lovers out there, because there's definitely,
bargains.
I'm sure you have listeners who are definitely into panties and everything like that. These are high quality panties I'm looking at.
These are high quality, yeah, right.
If you're focusing on the panties, I think you're missing the point.
I don't know if it's... Hello.
That's what I'm saying.
You're missing the point, my friend.
What are you looking at panties for?
You know, like,
I think he's trying to distract everyone
else. More to the imagination, but fuck the imagination.
Yeah. Why are you wearing panties? Is my question.
I'm not.
You know what? The problem
there you
is
go.
I'm wearing too many rings.
No. The rings add an extra little zesty.
No,
there.
That's
no, leave
good.
The rings.
There you go.
Leave the rings. Yeah.
It's like brass knuckles.
Well trained. It looks like
except
you learn from experience.
Very
awesome.
Funny.
You know what? It's not bad. I learned something.
Yes.
Praise the Lord and the lady.
There you go.
Hey, Justin, get the... I'm punching ass here.
There you go. You're doing a little erotic punching, my dear.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm... And you're so agreeable.
Look at
this. This is terrible for her.
Yeah,
she's suffering.
She's so,
yeah,
so.
She's so. She just looks so
happy
unhappy.
Happy Punchgiving.
There you go. Come on. It's a new holiday.
It is. You know what? Sometimes you just have to open your heart.
There's also slaps.
You just have to acknowledge that you don't know everything.
There you go. And there's always new stuff.
There's new stuff. Always new stuff. And I have, if there's one thing I've learned in life, is that there's always something to
learn. You have 6 minutes.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Susie,
Confucius once said, I do not know.
6 minutes.
You keep sitting here for more.
That's what we call a greedy bottom.
Oops, sorry. Now see, you're such a greedy bottom, I hit you wrong.
It's all okay. Right.
She doesn't matter.
And she still loves it.
That's right. She's like, give it all.
You got 5 minutes.
I got 5 minutes. All right. So you know what? Yeah. No, you can stay here, but I have to now start get everybody to, you know, do their
just
little promotions.
Yeah, promotions.
But you can do whatever you want. I'm just going to focus now.
She's,
okay,
she's
keep your pants down.
Pants
that's,
all
good,
the way
that's good. That's good. I'll fan your ass now. Okay.
Nice.
So we're going to give out each other's website.
Contact information.
Contact information. Okay, let's start with Molena. By the way, Molena has been brought to us by Kelly Shibari.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yay.
Yeah, delightful.
Thank
Shibari.
You, Kelly. Thank you.
She's awesome, courtesy of Twitter.
Oh, thank you, Twitter.
Tweet this.
So promote yourself.
Promote
what are you
myself.
Doing?
Your website.
Am,
my website.
Spell
is,
your name because I spell
I know. No
it,
one can
no
spell
one
it. I also spell. Have a creative mom. It's Molena.com. That's Molena.com. I'm also on Twitter under Molena. But don't follow me because I tweet like a hummingbird on
We encourage people to be on Twitter.
Yeah. I tweet all the time, and sometimes it's very foul mouth.
In fact, I'm going to punch Serena's ass unless she gets on Twitter.
Nice.
I'm on Twitter.
Oh.
She just never tweets.
You know, Miss Kelly Shibari told me you're not on Twitter.
She didn't know. No, she didn't know. It was
well, but maybe she's just saying you're not on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you got to get on.
I have a life. No,
I don't. Come on. I have no life.
That's true. I don't have a life either.
Oh, come on.
That's why I tweet so much.
Do more punching.
Yeah.
Okay, I recommend.
What is your Twitter?
Serene Sin.
Serene Sin. Okay.
And
you better friend me or follow or whatever.
I will follow you.
Okay. And now what else do you want to promote?
Well, you can find out what's going on with me. I'm doing a couple parties in L.A.
Parties?
Yes.
Well, doing might be ass punching.
Oh, yeah. We'll be ass punching.
You know what? Ass punching party. Have you ever just focused on that?
Yes.
Or they'll serve punch.
Yes.
Yes.
Punch
yes,
and pie.
We have done. But I'm doing three parties. I'm doing a corset tea party and erotic art show in February.
Ooh,
excellent. A pro-dom panel for Women's History Month in March.
Women's History
fabulous.
Month.
Fabulous.
I didn't know
so
Women's
intriguing.
History Month was in March. Did
yes.
you?
Indeed.
Now we do.
I know Black History Month is in February.
The shortest right. month of the year.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We ain't getting ours still. We're still trying to get our mule.
Right. Yeah.
And a play party. Yeah. But you can find me at my blog at sinlikeyoumeanit@blogspot.com.
Sin like you mean it.
Sin like you mean it. Just look up Google. Sin like you mean it.
Sin like you mean it
at blogspot.com.
Okay, there we go.
And Katie.
Oh, actually, I've been looking into getting my own website, so that will be coming soon.
But in the
it's
meantime.
in the works. But in the meantime, you can find me at KatieKins9 on Twitter.
Where our panty boy is in love with you.
Right.
Is he there tonight, Bran, or is he... He is there. Are you wearing any panties tonight?
I'm not wearing any panties tonight, but he has like
but
three
you know what?
Pairs.
I have several pairs of your panties back there.
Yeah, you have like at least three pairs
that
for him.
That doesn't happen very often now.
I mean, these are Katie Kin's panties.
Woohoo!
You know, porn star fan who claims he is a panty
fanatic.
Panty boy. I named him Panty Boy.
Yeah, Panty
but
Boy.
But he will not give me his address.
1 minute.
To send
minute.
The panties.
Well, then he gets no panties.
Well, send her to get a dress.
We have them here. We have the panties. We have the panties.
We have 1 minute.
He's such a panty guy. He always says,
"Whose panties without whose panties?"
Okay. Anyway.
Send the address or no panties. We'll take them back and send them to someone else.
Oh, ooh. Sounds like a fabulous idea.
You're very mean.
I'm not mean.
Okay.
You know.
We gotta go.
One minute.
Dark
One
Phoenix.
Minute.
Dark Phoenix. You can find me on MySpace at Dark Phoenix. MySpace.com. Also, you can find
MySpace.
Me on.
What an old.
Yeah, I know. Facebook is
I don't
my real name. I don't like Facebook.
Be on Twitter.
I should get on Twitter.
Get on Twitter.
I'm also on a website known as Dungeon Corp. You can find me in special videos
They're
doing that.
Dungeon
and,
Corp.
Yes, DungeonCorp.com. And also you can find me on Dynasty Trade Media, which features Rubber Necro.
Oh, yeah, Rubber Necro. She's in Vegas tonight.
She should be here. Or should be.
No, she is.
And, you can find me on those websites as well. So.
Okay. And how about Disney Girl?
Disney Girl.
Has
her mouth full of chocolate.
Helene.
I don't have a Twitter. Email me. I have a drawing a day by Helene. I will send you once a week the 5 best drawings of the week.
Nice.
And
really?
I draw every day. Yes.
Really?
Email
She's working
me
on
at
right now,
Helene, HELANE.com.
Wow.
Helene at me.
Helene at you.
Yep.
Helene.
Are you on Twitter?
Helene at Helene.com.
Oh, get on Twitter.
Helene, HELANE at me.com. Email
you.
Me and I will.
At me or Helene at Helene?
Helene at me.com.
You know what? This is too complicated.
I know.
Helene at Helene.com.
I don't see
Helene. We got
to email me. Hey, I will send you on my drawing.
Do you want to promote your thing?
Yes.
Do you have a thing to promote? You?
A thing.
Okay, you're good. Okay.
You're good.
All right, I'll trust you on that.
Okay.
All right.
And Helene,
thank you, Mama Sunoy is sleeping. And thank you also,
Captain Sleepy,
Helene's master, for permitting her to be a complete slut. Woo! And thank you all of you at the Speakeasy staff. I don't have time to name anybody except Happy Spanksgiving.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a staff box where you're all gonna get credit for all the good work you do,
and turkey,
and you're all gonna get spanked for all the naughty work that you do.
Yay.
Yes, and you're going to get punched in the ass. But
if you're good,
you're going to be good, and you're going to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
And turkey.
Spank me. Punch me in the ass.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.